Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday, 3 o'clock. That means Tuesdays with Elliot and Elliot Shore Parks. What's up, Elliot?
What up? How you guys doing?
So start this off. I'll give the Twitter question results, and then I will ask for your opinion on it. The question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Can the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year without A.J. Brown? Now, the response was 61.9% no and 38.1% yes. What do you think?
I mean, like, yes, they could, but I think their chances go from... I mean, cut in half, if not way less. Like, losing AJ would be a significant blow to this team on the field. They played well last Sunday. I think the Eagles with Nick and Jalen would continue to compete without AJ, and I think they'd go to the playoffs, and then you never know what happens. But
yeah, we do. Know what would happen.
Right. So, I mean, if you trade AJ, like, we'll get into it in a second,
sure,
where I'm at with it. But they are a worse team without AJ. Like, there's no question about it. On the field, they are not as talented without AJ.
You're not beating the Rams, probably the Bucks, the Lions. Who else? Am I missing somebody? The Packers.
So
without AJ?
I mean, anything's
maybe the Packers
anything's possible, but they would be underdogs in all those games.
No, they would not.
Anything's possible.
They would not be an underdog to the Bucks. Hold on.
Well, first of all, they've already lost to the Bucks in the playoffs without AJ.
Yes.
But then again, you wouldn't have the Bucks here.
Well, but also, look, the Bucks
presumably
Bucks have one good wide receiver, right? At this point, Emeka Egbuka, that's it.
Yeah.
Like Evans is gone. What are we talking about here?
All right, so I guess if the game was here, they'd probably be favorites. You're right.
They would be 5-point favorites over the Bucks, I think.
At home in the playoffs?
I believe so.
So do you think they'd be favorites to any opponent at home?
I think they would be a favorite over the Rams, and I think what's the other, Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, we'll see.
Lions would be tough.
But remember, in this situation, if the game is here, it would also mean that we have a better record than the Lions.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And the Packers.
It would also mean that you would have had to have beaten them twice because you play the Lions and the Packers coming up.
Yeah.
Or just have a better record.
Well, no, I mean, in order to beat them in the playoffs, you probably, there's no way you would have a better record if you lose to them.
Well, you could.
I guess you could.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I guess my point is this.
It'd be unlikely is all I'm saying.
I think from a talent standpoint, you are right. But also, I'm thinking about the potential negatives on the other side that are a drain on... Because all these teams we're talking about that we can't beat without AJ, even without AJ, we are more talented then. Now, maybe not the Rams on offense. Maybe not the Rams. But Bucks...
You're not more talented than the Lions.
Yeah, I think if you don't have AJ, you're not as talented as the Lions.
Really?
I mean, Jameer Gibbs, Brown, Williams,
David Montgomery.
The tight end is good.
Yeah, Sam LaPorta.
Our tight end is good. Told me he's a top five tight end.
The Eagles are talented for sure. But I'm saying the Lions are basically the
and
Eagles
And we have a better
currently.
Quarterback, right?
I think they do have a better quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess my point is this, is that I think there is a world in which I know he's talented and they're more talented, But I do think there is a reality to the two things. One, being they did this for 1 year with everybody not getting the, except for Saquon, everybody not getting the play that they. Now, look at this. This year, with A.J. Brown's touches down, Dallas Goedert's having the best season he's had in forever.
Yeah.
He's leading the NFC in touchdowns and touchdown catches.
Not in catches.
I think the whole NFL.
The whole NFL.
He's tied for the NFL lead. Yeah.
What about receptions?
Not there. Devontae is what, seventh in the NFL in yards?
This is why I'm saying I think they could win the Super Bowl without AJ.
Right.
Let me tell you where I'm at with.
No. Because I haven't gotten to Indianapolis, the Chiefs, and Buffalo.
Yeah, but the tough part of that argument is if they were in the Super Bowl, then like at that point they could obviously win it. If they got to the Super Bowl without AJ, right?
Yeah. So I guess theoretically they wouldn't be favored.
We're on the same page that losing AJ is a significant blow. They still have a ton of talent, and they still have an elite quarterback. They have an elite coaching staff. They have a defense that I think will improve as the year goes on. So they're not going to miss the playoffs without AJ.
That's different.
I don't even know how much
you can make the playoffs,
and
you can make the playoffs. Listen, the NFC might be the toughest it's been in a decade plus. Yeah. These teams Baker can come on the road and beat you. You mean to tell me Detroit with the Lions couldn't come on the road and beat you?
But I think the Eagles could beat those teams as well without AJ.
I hear that. Yeah. I hear that. I'm just saying it's not likely in my opinion.
I agree.
I wouldn't pick them in that situation. You would have to be playing at such a high level. Put it this way. As I look at the Eagles and the way they played through 8 games. Now, if in 9 more games, if they're averaging 30 points a game, then my opinion would be different because I got more of a track record of them without AJ.
Yeah.
But just because they throttled the Giants, I'm not ready to say we don't need AJ and we can go win the Super Bowl. That is absolutely ridiculous.
What if I throw this out? We've all touched on it, but nobody has said it out loud. Jalen Hurts in that post-game press conference was smiling his ass off.
Oh, he's happy.
And when we were talking to Jordan yesterday, you didn't connect the dots, but I did. You said to Jordan, you said Jalen was particularly talkative in the locker room after the game.
He was very happy.
He was joking with people after the game.
Yeah.
My
connect the dots, Elliot.
Where you go with that?
I'm saying it. Elliot's not saying a word. I'm saying it. So
you weren't in the locker room.
But he described Jalen.
Yes. Yeah.
What the dots that I'm connecting is it possible, just like with Josh Allen, when the weight of Stephon Diggs, when that stress was not on him, can we get a better Jalen Hurts without the stress of AJ? And the potential, let me just throw this out, the potential of the AJ thing continuing all year. We've had only 8 weeks of it. Imagine 17 weeks of it. Now look, my hand to God, if he stops it, not even a question. Yeah. I'm not even a question. But
which he has over the last week. No new tweets.
He has, but he also hasn't played or talked to the media.
No new tweets.
I agree with you.
Some posts about Reed Blankenship.
Oh, positive ones about Reed?
And Coop.
And Coop.
Seems like he's getting close to Coop and Reed.
Yeah.
Monitoring that situation.
I just think there's a world where talent isn't everything. And to get the most out of the players that are there, we might get a better Devontae Smith with A.J. Brown.
So here's where I'm torn.
Okay.
Because I agree with a lot of what you just said. And I think if you look at the tea leaves and the national attention, I get that it's a distraction. Where I am torn is from being inside, when I'm in the locker room, and I know that's not a true thing, all right? But when the media's in there, when I'm at practice, they're used to this. So, I don't think having AJ on the roster is going to make them a worse team the rest of the year. I don't think he's going to be such a distraction that it's going to tank the year. I mean, last year, it was the most it could possibly almost ever be when Brandon said Jalen and AJ are not friends, and they had to talk about it, right? So this is not a new thing. It's not like Jalen and AJ all of a sudden maybe don't seem to get along.
It may be a more known thing amongst them.
Yeah. So I just because of me seeing AJ in the locker room, I don't view him as this massive distraction. The only way I would trade AJ is if he said to the team, I want to be traded and I am going to not practice when I come back because my hamstring still hurts. I want out. And even at that point, I think you'd have to get a really good return. I am not trading AJ for the logic of he's a distraction. That I can't get down with.
No.
But if he is going to be you know, I want out, then yes, I would do it. Because I think at that point, you do have to think about Jalen and the team. But only if he's making it clear he's going to make it worse than it's ever been.
Yeah. And
I don't think he will.
In fear of repeating exactly what you just said, that's right. Really what it's about. It's not about, we're past the whole distraction part. This is about, is he happy here or not? Does he want to be here? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what this is about.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, you're not in the locker room right now as a player, but you mm-hmm. had a lot, you were here for however many years.
Seven.
Like, when things are a distraction on the outside, as a former player, does it feel that level of distraction inside? If that makes sense. Like, I can't tell how much the players care about
this. Well, it depends on what it is. So in other words, if there's outside criticism of a particular player or coach, that brings us closer together. If you're ripping Andy Reid or you're ripping Donovan McNabb, mm-hmm. we have their back. So that that's an outside noise, right? The Rush Limbaugh stuff, like all the booing at the draft, like stuff like that. That stuff that it unified us. It brought us closer together. That's different than it coming from within. Mm-hmm. When someone's not happy on the inside.
Okay.
Right? Because now you're dealing with the unhappiness on the inside. It's easy for players to band together and make the media or fans sort of the rallying cry, and we're going to rally around our coach or our quarterback or a particular player or what have you. But when the unhappiness is coming from within, it's much harder to deal with because we're so conditioned to be a family and to be as one. It's like having family members upset at each other. And depending on that role of the family member, that determines how significant their happiness is, right? If it's a family member that it doesn't come around very often and you only see them every once in a while, it's easy to block that person out. Mm-hmm. But if it's Big Mama or if it's Pop, the somebody who holds the family together and there's an issue in there, how are the Thanksgiving gatherings, right. the Christmas gatherings, the family reunions? That's going to be uncomfortable. So I'm trying to get this analogy that is really about AJ being happy being here. It's not about a distraction to the team. It's whether or not is he pulling in the same direction with the rest of us, because the implications are he's not either happy with the design of the offense, which is the coordinator, mm-hmm. or he's not happy that the ball's not coming to him. Either way, you're pointing a finger indirectly at someone inside. And what about all these other guys who are standing up there defending the Kevin Petullos and Jalen Hurts and this and the other, and there's one person that's like, well, we could throw the ball better. I was open on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes it a little harder is all I'm saying. So I say that to say this is an easy fix if he's happy and ready to move on. He's ready to move past whatever it was the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season, his frustrations, offense, all that, yada, yada, yada. You come back from the bye week, and you're like, dude, I'm trying to win a championship. See, that's the one thing that we haven't gotten that nobody wants to talk about, because that's all we care about as fans, mm-hmm. is winning another Super Bowl. I like hearing the players say, yeah, we're trying to go win another championship. I could care less about hearing I want to dominate this player or that player. I've never heard I'm about winning as many championships as I can win. What I've actually heard is that championship didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I want to dominate.
That didn't satisfy me.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that that's not a different message from a team message just trying to win a championship.
So that's my concern with keeping AJ, what you just said, right?
Yeah.
Like in the building. And again, I'm not in the positional meetings. I'm not in the locker room all the time.
Messages that he sends it confuses people as to what's most important to him.
But when I'm at practice and I see AJ in the locker room, he's like talking to his teammates. He's laughing. So like, I agree that he's giving off the perception that he is like sulking and unhappy. And that might be the case when I'm not seeing him. I'm just saying when I'm seeing him,
sure,
I've been around
players. But media.
No, I know. I'm just saying like normally guys like don't even come in the locker room or guys aren't at practice.
Well, he's not speaking to you. Not speaking to the media.
No, I know. But
The one thing that we're talking about here that I think, and this is just sort of a personality assessment I would make, is you're saying if he came back and he said, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. We have T.O. T.O. didn't give a damn what people thought. And T.O. was so delusional, God bless him, is that when everybody was mad at T.O., he still thought that he was in the right. Even to this day, you ask T.O., you say, you go back and look, I actually didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
AJ likes being liked.
I agree with that.
That is the other difficult thing for AJ, which is why I think he does it in the way that he does it, because AJ wants to walk that line where he is liked internally and externally. I think he seems like a good guy. His teammates like him. But T.O., to a certain degree, didn't care if he blew things up, right? Mm-hmm. And outside, AJ likes being liked by fans. I do believe AJ likes being here.
And he likes not being viewed as a diva.
He absolutely does.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the truth is, so I actually find it hard to believe he would come back and go, I'm not playing.
I agree.
But also, it doesn't mean that it's not there.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So I guess he could be, and I keep going back to the quarterback, because this is who it focuses on. Jordan Mailata, God bless him, doesn't affect him one as a person. It affects him, I guess, maybe a little bit. He's still got to block the way that he blocks. Zach Bond's got to play the way that he does. Jalen Hurts is the one guy who's got to drop back and look at the field and think to himself, the hell is this guy going to do if I don't throw him the ball? And we've seen times this year where they come out of halftime and all they do is throw the ball to A.J. Brown. And you cannot tell me, you could say from a football perspective that makes sense, I guess, sure. But it also, you can't tell me there's not somebody in that building thinking to themselves, whether it's Petullo or whether it's Jalen or whether it's Nick Sirianni, telling themselves, we got to get A.J. the ball. Instead of, we got to move the ball. Instead of, we got complete passes. And I guess my point on it all is, I think to an extent, having somebody like that, as talented as that person may be, could make it harder for everybody else to do their jobs and get the best out of everybody else. And I wonder, I don't know, I just wonder, is, does Jalen Hurts become 10% better with A.J. not there? Does Devontae Smith become 10% better with A.J. not there? Does Dallas Goedert become 10% better with A.J. not there? That is what I wonder, that I don't know the answer to, but I do know enough about like people to know that when there's a drain like that, it can make you worse at what you do.
Go ahead.
I think you're making a lot of good points. And I think that if they were to trade A.J., that would be the hope, right? Is that
right?
Right. But like, this is not a new problem. Like, it might be a more intense problem, but it's only more intense because there's real trade speculation, whereas last year there wasn't. So to your point about, you know, maybe the team could kind of blossom if, like, they had this all last year and they dealt with it. So that's why I'm not pressing the button of, like, this is a situation you can't repair. Like, he's got to go now. Where I think if he demanded it, that's different.
Right.
But yes. if he's just going to come back to practice on next, you know, whatever, and like you're getting like he's the same guy he's been all year.
Right.
Then I don't think the situation is so bad where he's got to go. I see the benefits, what you're saying. I just don't view it.
That's kind of where I'm at.
You do.
Yeah. No, that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah.
I think they can handle it. And by the way, like Nick Sirianni's job is to handle these personalities.
Yes.
And I think he's done a good job with AJ for the most part, right? Like they're close and all that. But that's where I'm at with it. We're like, if he's not going to cause a huge disruption, he's not going to do anything more than he is. Because also, I don't even think his social media posts mean as much anymore. If he does this in 2 weeks, like, how many times are we going to react to this?
Well, but also...
Every time.
But also, if
hey, Elliot, every time.
You're right, but...
So the idea, hold on real quick, the idea of him tweeting something and we're going to ignore it, that's not what the media does.
No, I'm not saying the media, but I just think the more you do it, it loses its impact.
Well, I also
just meant when you said how many times are you going to do it before we ignore it? I'm just saying
we're always talking about it. We should, 100%. Yes. But like that first post after Tampa like exploded, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's been one or two after that, and like it's become a story, but I feel like they lose their impact the more he does it.
Man, what was I going to say? I forget. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're, I had something good. I really
Nothing
did.
Nothing worse when you had something.
Yeah, whatever. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas? What's good, Elliot?
What up, CJ? Good to hear from you.
What up, brother?
Hey, man, you out here just crushing little dude. You got him in line. He was just like, hey, yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Ike.
Well, to be fair, then Spike made points, and I agreed with him.
No, I think it was about
another
Mo.
Caller.
Yeah,
All right, sorry.
CJ, you can't do the whole the media's making stuff up thing. You can't do that.
I mean, well, Ike called me short and spunky last night, so I thought the little guy was a...
Social media is not a real place, though.
Yeah,
so, I mean.
Well, CJ, Mo went, yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, CJ, you can't say social media is not a real place when you're a public figure. People get fired for posting things on social media.
We got a president that posts stuff.
But he's the president. He's the president. Let's not be naive now. You know that people are accountable for what you post on social media. We are. I just can't post anything on social media without thinking about it first.
I can tell you I've had to fire people because of what they post on social media.
Yeah,
so it's certainly a real place. Yeah.
I mean, ask Jack. It ain't real. He already, you know, he posted that Sunday about AJ. So, you know, these are jokes.
Oh, harmless little joke. Turn into 1,000 replies.
The thing I was going to say is,
yes.
if and I believe Nick Sirianni is good at this stuff. If AJ respected Nick Sirianni, AJ would stop it. If there's no way. I'm sure he respects him, but there's no way that AJ does the things that he does and says to himself, "Coach is going to love this."
Right,
I agree with that.
You know,
that's fair.
And I don't put that on Nick. Sometimes. Like, things go beyond your control. Go ahead, CJ. Sorry.
Now, I'm starting to question, are you really dug in with Jalen Hurts, or are you playing the long game fight?
What are you talking about? I'm not dug in on anyone.
I disagree on that.
You're kind of playing the long game.
So here's what CJ thinks. Let me guess. CJ thinks, I want to get AJ traded because then Jalen will play worse and I'll get to say I was right.
That's my motive.
That's Jack. That's not me.
Or you'll say it's on Jalen to still play as well.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Good teammate.
I do think Jalen has done things in the last couple of weeks that show true evolution and growth. And I do think that there is a world in which his job is made harder by having somebody there who is unhappy, who he has to think about. This isn't a long game thing. 100% not. No.
Okay.
It's a great theory. I mean,
good second level thinking, though. Yes, that's good thinking.
But it's crazy because the other thing is like the conversation is always, is it Jalen or is it talent? And then it's like, hey, well, Allen don't have that type of talent. So he elevates those people and Jalen needs these people to ride on their back. That's what the conversation is. So that's why I thought your long game was.
I
do look at it. We can look at it and see. You said, hey, well, does Smitty get better? Now, y'all comparing this play, like I just said yesterday, it was the Giants. Can I interest you? Do you know who
Smitty Black had 160 yards against the Vikings.
Do you know who Corey Black is?
No.
Of course not. He's the cornerback that was on the Giants that was drafted in the seventh round that Deshaun Dotson caught his touchdown with. The same Deshaun that was drafted in the first round and got traded in 2 years.
Well, but to be fair, that same Giants team beat the Eagles by 17 points 2 weeks before.
With AJ.
Yeah, because we couldn't move the ball.
With AJ.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it ain't AJ. So when you're saying, like, hey, does Jalen drop back and think, well, if I don't get him the ball, based on how slow he gets the ball out on average, he think a lot of stuff.
Yes, and you know what I want to do? I want to give him less of those things to think about.
But you're going to have to do this also. We've seen what it's like to play Tampa when we don't have AJ and Smitty couldn't get nothing but, 60 yards? So it's just funny, man, how quick we end up being like, oh, we ain't got to do this, we ain't got to do that. Let's move him because he's not this. Well, how about we ask the ball to come out on time? Because when we look at Jalen's his average passing time, how long he holds the ball.
All those things I agree with.
Here's what I'm going to ask, CJ. when everybody talks about ball coming out quick and this and that and the other, and then when we complain that there are not enough explosive plays in the offense. Well, it takes time to get routes down the field. So every pass can't be a bang, bang, bang. Some passing plays take a little more time to develop where he does have to hold on to the ball and make better throws. I think he's been making better throws the last two or three games. I just really do. And maybe some of that's due to some of the new stuff that they're doing. But a lot of this, CJ, is really more about supporting one another. The running game was struggling. I didn't hear the running back complain about the offensive line. I didn't hear the offensive line complain about the running back. Like, I don't hear any other area of the team complain about another facet of the team. And when they all struggled, we couldn't stop the run. No one said, man, we got to get Jahad Campbell out of here and get N'Kobe Dean back in here. Like, the players aren't doing that. They're trying to fix this thing and be as one. And that's the thing that becomes frustrating when you're a team is that, yeah, we know we're struggling, but if we stay, all this preaching of sticking together and, you know, tough detail and all these principles that we sort of use to go win a Super Bowl. Well, you know when those principles become more prominent? When things aren't going well. It's easy to say that stuff when things are going well. When things aren't going well and you got to apply teamwork, camaraderie, supporting your brother, being in a thick of the mud with your brother. Yeah, it's easy to say when you can post it on Instagram or you can post it on Twitter, but what about when things aren't going well and I really need you to hunker down and believe in the process and not deviate from it? That's the thing that frustrates a former player like myself. That's the thing that frustrates a guy because it's like, dude, you don't start abandoning ship when things aren't going well. You tighten up. You become closer and more supportive. You don't start saying, you need to do a better job. I'm doing my job. You need to do a better job. That's not good teammates.
Well, especially publicly. If you want
that's
to say
what I mean. Most importantly, yes. Publicly, yes.
In the room, if you want to say you did it.
Uncomfortable conversations behind closed doors. It happens all the time.
CJ.
Happens all the time.
CJ, for next question today, what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding?
I got an answer for that. And for the blackest song, I got an answer for you for the blackest song.
Okay.
Is probably Mr. Sergio said okay, but the whitest song is Backstreet's Back.
Oh, that would be a pretty white one.
Oh man, everyone gets the big one.
I think Spike would love that
one. Huge answer.
Yeah, though I think CJ that might work at the black wedding too. I'm just saying
Backstreet Back.
But yeah, Backstreet Boys.
Wouldn't Bye 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 be? Well, that's different. That's insane. Anyway.
Well, I want it that way. Might light the room on fire. To be quite honest with you,
I want it that way.
Yeah, I want it that way.
What is it?
I think. Bye 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 would be bigger.
Any of these songs, Bye Bye Bye, I do recognize.
Bye 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 is a Bye
Bye Bye. Bye 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 would not be better than I Want It That Way.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Nah, right. I think he's right.
Yeah, the sing along.
If you didn't know either song, Bye 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 is more of like a get up song. I Want It That Way is like a slow ish song.
I'm telling you,
you would recognize. Okay. Just come back with it, Jack. 215-592-9494.
This is educational.
Yeah, coming up next, we have to confront Elliot with some audio from Go Birds Daily. Also, we'll check in on Elliot's fundraiser for Touchdowns for Books. Also, Dan Orlovsky is a tool of the NFL doing their dirty work. Wow. How is that happening? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.